Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mississippi State softball is off to a great start. A school record start in the SEC, and one game off the pace for the best start in 30 games. What happened, Coach? We can't get one more win. What's the deal, Coach Ricketts?
Yeah, you know, we don't like to do things the easy way. We're always going to make them a little bit more difficult on us. That's just what we do.
Coach Samantha Ricketts joins us here on the podcast right now. And, Coach, like I said, your team's off to a fantastic start. What surprised you about this team thus far in the season?
You know, I think how quickly it kind of all came together. I think you see it in preseason and in the fall that we had a lot of tools and a lot of pieces in place to have a good year. And it's just really kind of how quickly is the team going to mesh and gel and kind of get rolling together. And I think it really was game one, weekend one, and they just came out ready to play. And I just think how quickly it all kind of happened for us is probably what surprised me the most.
And you played a really good Texas team. Game one, weekend one, a Texas Tech team, I should say. And you know, a game that, you know, against a ranked opponent, and you didn't really, you know, we didn't know exactly what your team was going to be. Leaving that game, did you walk off the field going, oh, wait, we might have something here that maybe we didn't expect?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with that was just the mentality. You know, we knew that we had the talent to compete, but there was just no fear and the competitiveness and the fire to get after it. And it was the entire lineup, the entire dugout, the ones that were on the field and not. And I think that was where it was really kind of a little bit of a moment of, okay, like we might be able to roll with this here. And then we lost game two, but we learned from that.
So I don't know, you know, as much about softball as you, obviously. I don't really know a whole lot about it, but I have to think if you get a hit one out of every two times you come to the plate, you must be a pretty good player. So tell me about Sierra Sacco and what makes her such a consistent hitter.
Yeah, Sierra Sacco is one of the best hitters in the country, and she has just had having a great year. It just continues to get better. And I think a big thing for her, just outside of the sheer amount of hard work and extra work she puts in, it's just her mentality. And it's just really kind of a professional approach is how I see it, where it takes a lot of probably your average hitters are going to make adjustments from game to game. You know, I think really good hitters will adjust even at bat to at bat, but the best of the best, like Sierra, can go pitch to pitch, and she can know after how they're setting her up with early in the count, how she's going to be pitched late in the count and make those at bat adjustments. So it's been really cool just to see her mindset and how she's worked and how she continues to kind of lead into the team with a lot of that as well.
When you have a player like that, that's hitting at that level, as a coach, are you tempted to maybe not coach as much and say, look, what she's doing is working. Let me let her play her game.
I mean, I think for a player like her, she wants to be coached. She wants to be pushed, and she wants to go into coaching. So I think that's where it's been a huge part of it as well. Like, she's always asking questions, and you know, she wants to know the why, and really a lot of times just for her own knowledge for that she knows she's going to take with her into the coaching field. But no, I mean, she's one that's going to push her teammates. She's going to ask for more, and she's okay if you can get on her at practice, and you know, she wants to be the best, and she's not satisfied, and she gets mad if she loses a practice drill or she gets out in a practice scrimmage, whatever it is. She's going to be just as upset as she is in a game.
When you look at your stats on the roster here, you've got five hitters with six or more home runs. You know, we talk about in baseball all the time that it's become just like it's home runs or strikeouts in baseball. Is that happening in softball as well? Is power a big focus when you go into recruiting, or is it still just about making, you know, moving the runners and being able to have those high batting averages?
I think we've seen a shift the last few years into more power, just with the involvement of not only the bats, but just the athletes are better. They're bigger, faster, stronger, you know, and our ballparks aren't getting any bigger. The fences are still 200 feet down the lines. And that's, I think, you becoming an easier thing for a lot of players to reach just with the sheer amount of technology and training that we have available at our level. And now you can get players who maybe aren't the biggest on the field, but because of the just sheer athleticism, the quick twitch, you know, tools that they're able to have, you can have someone like Kylie Edwards who's going to steal a bunch of bases and hit the ball over the fence. And just that's kind of more our focus in recruiting. It's just the overall athleticism and players that can do a little bit of all of it.
When you sign great players out of the transfer portal, you know, you set a level of expectation. You're like, they're going to come in, that we need them to contribute immediately. With a player like Raelynn Chafin, has she exceeded what you thought you were going to get with her coming into Mississippi State? Has she been better than you thought she was going to be?
I mean, I think she's exactly what we thought we were going to get from her. And I don't think really anybody else thought that, just looking maybe at her numbers and with her being kind of a one-year transfer. But with us, you know, we're big with numbers. We're big on the data and development. But a huge piece of it has to be the mentality and the relationship. And that was the number one thing that stood out to Raylan to us this summer about her. And her first phone call with Coach T, our pitching coach, she walked into my office and said, "That's the transfer pitcher I want." She said she gets it. Her mindset is exactly what we need. And I think the two of them are just so in line with the way they think and the way they compete that it really was just a perfect fit for us and for her.
What's a non-negotiable in your program?
I think just that level of competitiveness and the intensity, and it just being able to bring it every single day. Practice. We want practice to be harder than games, and we want them to compete just like they do on the weekends on a Tuesday afternoon.
This weekend coming up. So it's All for Alex weekend. So that's obviously a very emotional weekend here at Mississippi State. It's the number one team in the country coming to play your team. Oh, it just happens to be Texas. And where did you go to college?
Oklahoma.
So, I know coaches are going to be like, well, it's just another game. I know better. I know better. There's a little extra juice for there. Could we have crammed any more emotion into one weekend for you than we have this weekend coming up?
I'm not sure. I think, every weekend's big in this conference. This one obviously extra special. And, it's why we played OU the last 4 seasons, just to be ready for this moment of facing the number one team in the country. If we want to take our program to that level and be at the best, we got to play them. And so we willingly went out of conference to play Oklahoma the last 4 years. Also, the 4 straight years that they won the national championship. And so now facing Texas, the current number one, feels very similar. And the point of that was so that our team goes in just not afraid and knowing we can compete with them. We've had a lot of good games against OU over the years, and I think that's the goal this weekend against Texas is to play Mississippi State softball. And in a big weekend as well, baseball's on the road, so we're hoping that brings in a lot of fans for us and we can get really good crowds in here. And then on Saturday, when the entire SEC wears teal in honor of Alex Wilcox and to continue to share not just her story, but just the message of ovarian cancer awareness so that we can help prevent that disease in one more young woman. And it's a lot. It means a lot to us. And I think, not to be too cliche, but that's what the SEC is, right? Every weekend means a little bit more for us. And I think this weekend just can be another one of those.
If you take this series, what are the odds I'm going to get a horns down out of you?
I better ask, maybe Zach Selman or my administrator if I'm even allowed to do that one, but my players probably will.
I bet Tyler Bratton does it. I'll put the money on that one for
There's
sure.
no controlling him.
No,
There's
absolutely not. Long way to go, obviously. But when Neuse Park was built, the hope was that would be a place where regionals would be hosted at some time. So I'll ask the question this way. If your team continues to play the way they've played these first 33 games, will Neuse Park host softball in an NCAA tournament?
If we can continue to do what we're doing and win throughout conference play, I think, we definitely are in the mix to host a regional. And that has been the goal all along. Obviously, you have to take care of the non-conference games as well. And some of those, they can end up hurting you at the end. So we need to make sure that we kind of make up for a couple of those early losses with what we do in SEC play. But for us, I think we ran into it a little bit last year, looking a little bit too much ahead. And we have to be one game at a time, one weekend at a time, and making sure that if that's our end goal, we take care of business, on the Wednesday afternoon in Hattiesburg against Southern Miss before we start looking ahead to Texas, to Tennessee, Missouri, and Oklahoma, who we have coming up next.
Been a real fun team to watch thus far, and I'm looking forward to seeing how much further they can go. Coach Samantha Ricketts, Mississippi State Softball. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.